It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Nancy LeBon. She is with the Community Senior Angel Tree Program. It's been going on for about 6 years, and Nancy's been there since the beginning of it. Going to be handled a little differently this year, as usual. Everything else seems to be handled differently this year. But we're going to talk about where the idea for the angel tree came from, and then how it's different this year than years in the past. Nancy, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Oh, Dave, thank you for having us. This is just, even in 2020, this is a wonderful culmination of the year. This is our sixth year of doing this service to the seniors, and I'd like to point out that everybody that we have an ornament for, they're all Meals on Wheels recipients. So we have many more this year because the senior centers are closed except for curbside and the Meals on Wheels trucks. And so we have a lot more recipients. And I was in a quandary on what to do because the way we conduct this, we couldn't keep people safe from coming in the Hope Center little office to pick up the ornaments, to going in to stores and shopping, and then some people delivering to the seniors in their homes. So I canceled it, and I sent a note to United Way, and they, a young woman by the name of Kaylee, knew what the program was, knew that it would be a great year to continue it, and she got a hold of Jerry over at AOG, who got a hold of Robbie Jensen, who's the director of the Senior Center in Emory and Carbon County, and then Shauna Horrock is Division of Aging. Well, all four of those agencies came forward and asked if they could run it this year just because of the COVID restrictions. And we met via Zoom 3 times, and we've been thrilled to announce that it will go on as usual. We're just going to have a little bit of a different look this year.
Right, and you know what? Everything's going to be different this year. That's what we've been talking about. It seems like forever that everything will be a little different this year. But the one thing that's not different this year, as in years past, is the need. You were saying, how many people do you have this year alone? How many angels do you have?
We do it with ornaments. We get wish lists from the seniors, and the Meals on Wheels coordinator hands them to the people. And they fill out their wish list, and we break those up into, if say they want a set of towels and they want a set of sheets for their bed, we don't just put both of those on one ornament because we don't want it to be a financial hardship for anybody that's picking up an ornament to buy for these seniors. So we break them up, and we have 434 ornaments this year.
That is just, it's amazing that you have that kind of, you know, outreach that can get out there to these people and, you know what, find out what they need and get them taken care of. So now you're going to take all these ornaments and you've put them on trees, correct?
Yes, this year the tree is not in the Hope Center like it always has been. It's over at the Carbon County building on First North, the one over there by the Eastern Utah Credit Union. There is a Christmas tree with our angels on it. They're candy canes, and they can go in there, get one ornament or get as many as you want. As usual, sign them out on a clipboard, what the number of the ornament is and how to contact that person, and go shopping and return the presents to the senior center, both the one in Carbon County. If you live here, or if you're in Emory County, you can return it to the senior center there. And they have a way to secure the presents, lock them up until the staff of those agencies I mentioned before will deliver this year, right along with the Meals on Wheels truck.
And now, if somebody is in Emory County, there is a tree in Emory County, correct?
There is. Emory County Courthouse has a tree. The people in Emory County can pick up an ornament there. So we're trying to make it easier this year between the two counties. And hopefully this will work out just fine.
So if you're from Carbon County, you can go to the tree in the county building on First North, and then you take those gifts to the senior center here in Carbon County, correct?
Correct.
And then in Emory County, you do the same thing. You go to the Emory County Courthouse, and that tree is located across from the DMV. And then you just take it to... Now, in Emory County, they've got a lot of different senior centers. Is there one central that's carrying them all?
They are saying to return the presents to Castledale Senior Center, 150 East, 100 North in Castledale, between 10 and 2.
Okay. And there's a donation box there. They can drop them off and everything like that. Now, Nancy, this is a relatively unique program. Where did you guys come up with the idea for this?
Well, 5 years ago, in April, we lost our son, a 33-year-old son, to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After he passed away, we had a lot of young people come up to the house and talk to us about Josh and some of the things that he did, bought them groceries when they were between paydays. He was a diesel mechanic, worked on their trucks, wouldn't let them pay him. And he did all these acts of kindness we knew nothing about, which just impressed me so, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go around doing good without trying to get recognition for ourselves. So I was, you know, reeling with the loss of my son, and I was trying to figure out how to pay his kindness forward into the community. And I was driving down the street one day, and all of a sudden it just popped into my head, and it said, Community Angel Tree for the Elderly. And I've changed it because I are one, and I like the word senior better than elderly. So we changed it to the Community Senior Angel Tree Program. I went to Catherine Kane, who's the Director of Religious Ed at Notre Dame. This is not a church activity. It's a community activity. But that's where I go to church. So that's why we set it up there. I asked her, I spoke with the priest and told him of what the vision was to do this community outreach, and of course he was all for it. And we started out that first year, I believe we had 78 ornaments, and these folks are still all in their own homes. We put it out there, and the community has absolutely run with it. And I remember 2 years ago, a lady, we had four left on the tree. They were coats, and this lady had all of them in her hand, and I said, that's a lot of money. She said, I know, but they just want to be warm, and I can do that for them. So we see the best in people.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if anyone has questions, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I am tethered to my cell phone. No one's going anywhere nowadays, so I've always got it right next to me. And my number is 435-637-6195.
Okay.
And we also, people have given us monetary donations every year, which are very appreciated. And we use them to buy, we buy fruit and cheese for the seniors to supplement their Meals on Wheels. And I remember one year we took a handmade afghan to this lady, and she was cuddling it and just loved it. And the gal that was with me delivering took out a package of cutie tangerines. She dropped that afghan and reached her arms out and went, oh, fruit. I love fruit, but I can't afford it. And she just, it brought tears to our eyes, but we've given fruit and cheese every year since. So we do use monetary donations also.
Okay, and those can be dropped off at Notre Dame, correct?
Yes, or mailed to Notre Dame, 185 North Carbon Avenue. Attention, Catherine Kane, K-A-N-E.
All right, and the trees are up now. You've got until November 3rd or 30th to get your gifts into the senior centers, correct?
That's correct.
All right, Nancy, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and good luck going forward, and hopefully this is something that goes on and on and on.
I'm hoping that. I made them promise that if anything happens to me, they'll keep it going, and they said they would. So the kindness, all of us can do acts of kindness, and that needs to be forward year by year. And this area is famous for people being kind and looking out for each other. I'm proud to be part of that.
Yes, it is. All right, that's Nancy LeBon with the Community Senior Angel Tree Program. If you have any questions, you can give her a call at 637-6195. Nancy, thank you so much. Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you so much, Dave. Bye-bye.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.